You tell him I'm coming, and Jason's coming with me. You hear? Jason's coming with me.
Saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven. The words she said were, she said,
Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall.
So far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me.
She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall? Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?
I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Do you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
The views expressed in the following broadcast are not necessarily those of Just Measures Radio or the owners or sponsors thereof. Any and all mention of laws, ordinances, or policies are not to be construed as legal advice or necessarily all-inclusive. The listener bears all responsibility in verifying this information. Be advised that this may be inflammatory to those with thin skin, lymph wrists, and room temperature IQs. Furthermore, the statements expressed by the host may contain information known to the state of California to inspire free thinking and may promote unexpected growth of testicles and backbone. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench, the 25th of March on a fine Tuesday. And welcome for those of you that are in the chat room. Let's see who we got here. Well, welcome to all of you. The ones in the chat room is one we get to visit with here the most. And looks like we got a bunch of all the regulars and three anonymous in there. 007, I'm glad your rig move got changed and let you be in here for a little while anyway. And the podcasts are being uploaded, and getting some more up here. I got several on last week. I'm getting some more on here in the next couple of days. And thanks to those of you that have contributed to help to pay for that, to keep that many up there and everything. So I, you know who you are, and I appreciate it very much. All right. Let's, by the way, Shots Ranch, I've been working on the website quite a bit. I'm about halfway through the schedule right now. And we're making all of the listings on the schedule as we had meant to do to begin with. It's just we've had too many other things to worry about. Things are starting to slow down a little bit now. Able to spend a little bit of time on that website. So all of the listings, the class listings on the schedule are now, well, I'll be through with them tonight or in the morning, are now going to be hot links. So you can just go to the schedule, click on a class that you want, and it'll take you to a page that'll explain to you what it is, how much it costs, and how long it lasts, and what you need to bring, and a partridge in a pear tree. So that's some of the changes that we're making there. We've got a big deal coming up here pretty quick. Let me go over and find that, because some of you, especially you in Arizona, might want to join us for that. And that's going to be on it's May. It's the last weekend of May, I believe. Yeah, May 31st to June 1st. The Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo in Prescott Valley, Arizona. This was one, for some of you joined us in Tucson here a couple of years ago. And we had another one in Mesa, Arizona, at an aircraft hangar down there. That was a neat show. It was a lot of vintage aircraft sitting around there, and really neat environment to have that show in. Huge hangar we was in, and a lot of fun. Well, this one will be, I'm not sure, I think this one is going to be at Tim's Toyota in Prescott Valley, Arizona. I'll get that for you and try to have it tomorrow. I should have known that for sure. But I will be there. Amy will probably be there. And we'll have some more of the Shots Ranch personnel be there. We'll have a booth and be promoting our training and the other things that we do. The Glock Dry Practice Kits, those of you that have been looking for those, they're going to be up and running here pretty quick. We are, with all the move and everything that's been going on, we have been very, well, I won't say neglectful. We've just been too cotton-picking busy to do it. So we're starting to get things put together here a little bit, and we're putting together a workshop, a gun shop, a repair shop out at Shots Ranch, and that's going to be... The dry practice kits will be coming post-haste. So, also the Glock smithing, the modifications that we make to Glocks and all of that is forthcoming as well, just as soon as we get all things put together out there. The new online store, it's not up and running yet, and it's available, but there's no I'm trying to read and think and talk at the same time here. I'm trying to get the most of the online store up and running well before we open it up. But when it comes open, you can find it at shop.shotsranch.com.
And we should have all that up and going here where you can just be a little better than my last one. This one should all be completely automated as it should be. The last one I had wasn't and required a little bit of human intervention. But the next one, this one will be better than that. Also, the classes. All the classes are up on the... I need to get them all on each on their individual pages. But I think if you go to the home page, let me go and check this out, RAT, right now. If we go to the home page, I've been working on this all day and I haven't checked on it here as of late. So let me do that here right away quick and see. Okay, it looks like most of the classes are showing up. Still got some work to do. Most of them are showing up under available classes on the home page here. You go over there and click on a date that you want, and it will take you to a form that you fill out. You can list a little information there that we need. You can pay for it. You can do everything that you need. And let's see, I just found something I need to get out of there. Okay, work on that later. All right, there you go. Now then, let's get to the bad news. That's all the good news. Lots of bad news to share with you. Let's see. Hang on a second. Goodness, I feel like I got a swallowed a pine cone or something here. All right. Have you guys ever seen the movie Hidalgo? About the horse over in Saudi Arabia, wherever it is, where they run the race and everything. Well, if you remember, they had a... when he was actually there and started that race, not too long after he started it, there was a sandstorm there. Huge sandstorm. You could see it coming. They raced it and got... a little bit of cover. They managed to go into a open old house sitting out there in the middle of nowhere, it looked like a little adobe type shed, and not much defense from it there. But anyway, there is currently one of those going through Phoenix. This was for those of you that don't get the news. Let me post a link here for you, and maybe during the break you can go check this out. It is an awesome sight for them. It's awesome for us to watch from here. I have no intention of wanting to go over and be a part of it. All right, there's a link for you. You can go check that out. Yep, that's a Habub. And they're no fun. I talked to a guy there. I was talking to him just a few minutes ago. And he said that it had gotten completely dark. Of course, it was getting dusk anyway. It was, it was evening. But it was still pretty light here. Should have been even lighter there. But he said it was dark. There was lightning and static in the air. And you could see it kind of turned the air into kind of a greenish color. And the lightning and the static and everything was glowing in the dust and everything. He said it was an awesome sight and it was cool, but it was kind of spooky as well, and I can imagine how it would be. And I'm not interested, so I would rather stay here and talk about bad news. Every once in a while we have several stories in a row about how bad things have gotten and how people have lost their values and their morals and their respect for life and whatever. Just a while ago on the news, we were watching it here, and there was a couple in Phoenix that had not fed their... How old was that kid? 9 months old? Mm-hmm. Had not fed their 9-month-old baby for 3 weeks.
Weighed 7 pounds.
Yeah, 9-month-old baby weighed 7 pounds. And evidently the guy had decided to, the man had decided to take it down to the Methodist clinic or whatever. What is it?
Children's Hospital.
Children's Hospital, yeah. Now, I don't know what possessed him to do this after 3 weeks. Maybe the baby finally stopped crying. I don't know. Apparently, at least for now, the baby's still alive. But had, what, 3 or 4 other kids in there?
4.
And 4 of them. They took those kids away, and rightfully so. And everybody says, well, we should kill them. You know, we should put them to death for doing that. Well, I'm thinking maybe not. I'm thinking what we should do is lock them up in a jail here with a blanket and a place to pee and slide them a glass of water occasionally and come back and check on them in 3 weeks. I know that that's probably not the most Christian way to think of this, but I'm all about that whole eye for an eye thing. And I come back every few days and say, well, this is what your baby was going through for the last 3 weeks. It would be difficult not to let your emotions take charge and just blow his head off, but or both of them as far as that goes.
They couldn't afford it, but they had all
kinds of
cigarettes.
Yeah, and the news said they said to the officers that they couldn't afford to feed the baby. Well, I'm going to tell you, that's not an excuse. There are 1,000 places out there that, if nothing else, even if you just went to somebody's house and said, my baby's starving, can I have a piece of bread? Can I have some milk? Can I have some a couple of bucks for formula or something. There's ways around it. I would have stolen it if I couldn't do anything else. And I am way against stealing. But, of course, I imagine there's no reason to even think that. I mean, there's no reason to even consider that because there's so many places that would help you if you had that problem. And I'll tell you what, there any one of a... no telling how many churches out there of any denomination would have helped feed that baby and those other kids. It's insane. They said that there was evidence in the house of alcohol and tobacco and whatever. So the mountain shooter, don't ever accuse me of doing it. Mountain shooter said, I'm learning restraint. Really? I guess I'm getting a little soft in my old age. But evidently they were feeding themselves and able to get cigarettes and whatever, and I guess maybe their conscience got the best of them after 3 weeks. I don't know. But there's no way in the world that you can convince... You could have stolen enough stuff... Not stolen, but scavenged enough stuff out of a dumpster... out from behind the dumpster at Walmart. Now, I fully expect that a lot of us are going to experience that at some point, that we'll be looking for meals in dumpsters. At least I know a lot of people are now. That's the way people are living, from coast to coast in some of the bigger cities. So, long story short here, which I guess is a little late for that, but there is no excuse whatsoever that baby should have gone through. And then, maybe a little hungry, maybe could have eaten a little more, but there is no way in the world that baby should have gone 3 weeks without eating. Yeah, Kilo said, Obama take care of us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 007, that's exactly right. And I know that a good many churches will help people like that, but I can tell you for a fact that the Mormon Church, if you went up there, that they would have, not only would they have given them, come up with sincerity and saying, hey, I just can't do it, I need some help. there is no end to the amount of assistance that you could have gotten from the church. There's, hang on a minute, let me check this out here. Oh, that's okay. Save that for later. All kinds of charities and stuff out there. All right, let's move on. We can quit about that. Something, well, I don't guess it's along the same lines, but it does have to do with kids, and it does have to do with how some people think nowadays. I don't understand. So even back when I was a young man, late teens, early 20s, once in a while you'd hear of somebody that had put a razor blade in an apple during Thanksgiving, during for trick or treat, October. Halloween, there you go. That's what I'm looking for. Amy's favorite holiday, and I screwed it up. But they put razor blades in apples. Once you didn't hear of it very often, but occasionally you did. But it's getting more and more frequent, and people are doing more things. They're more callous and more cunning to do things that will hurt kids. And if there was some monetary reward out of this or something, I don't know. I don't see what would drive people to do this. Most of them are not sitting around watching. They never know who eats the apple. They never know who gets a hold of the something that'll hurt them. They just do it and happy with the fact that they have hurt somebody. And I sure enough don't understand that. But in East Moline, Illinois, parents found at a city park here that I gotta stop that thing from making all this racket here. Parents found at a city park that someone had been taking some duct tape and taping razor blades to the monkey bars and stuff in a playground. They said actually several razor blades had been glued, super glued, and duct taped to other areas around the playground. There's one two-year-old that was injured, but expected to be okay. Quite naturally, no arrests have been made. That would be a relatively easy thing to get away with for those people that are sick enough to inclined to even consider doing that. But I sure don't understand that. Well, I know that I've talked about this before. I've had my little moment of fame infamous moment, I guess, when I have used razor blades and booby traps to catch people that were stealing stuff, and it worked really well. And that was down in Atlanta, and the big job we were at on down by the Georgia Dome when we built that bridge that connected Techwood Avenue to the Georgia Dome. There was quite a significant amount of theft and vandalism and stuff that happened at nights there. So I pretty much single-handedly put a stop to it. I think I've told you all the stories before of all the things that I did there. But there was a couple of them that involved razor blades, so... But that didn't bother me too bad. Doing this to unsuspecting kids bothers me quite a bit. Let me check and see what all is going on in the chat room here, and we'll move on. People, rights at risk. I know that's right. You know, people are getting more evil all the time. Did y'all watch that? Those two videos I put in the chat room last night, the one about the black dude that was in jail and had killed those people and just shown absolutely no remorse. That was an unbelievable attitude to display on knowing that you're on camera, and I don't know if it was as evil as he portrayed himself, as he pretended to be, or if he was just so callous and so arrogant and self-centered that he wanted people to believe. You know, I don't know if he thought that he'd, well, boy, I really screwed up now. I'm going to be in jail for a long time, or if he really just didn't care and would do it again. But that's certainly the attitude that he was showing in those movies, in those videos. Northwest Heavy, I'll try to, maybe at the break here, and it's almost break time, I'll try to remember to go get those for you and drop them in the chat room for you so you can check them out. But it so vividly demonstrates how people are getting these days. And there's damn sure nothing funny about it. It's ugly. Let's see. I can get... let's see. There's one of them. The one with the home invasion with the woman. That was in Denver. That was awful. Well, it was awful to listen to. Let's see if I can do this for you here, and then we'll go to a break. All right. There's one of them for you. And here's another one. These two really demonstrate the need for security of some kind. My biggest thing here is for you to learn how to carry a gun, and I mean learn how to use a gun and carry it and have it with you. But whatever you do, whether it's alarms, hiring armed security. Whatever, I don't know, there's something. These people just don't get it. And I don't get it because they don't get it. I don't understand. Well, anyway, I think we'll go to a break here right now. We're a couple minutes early, but not really. All right, hang on here. I got to get this all ready to go.
I'll be back.
Join us every Sunday for the Medic Shack.
The Emperor has been expecting you.
With your host, Chuck Hudson.
You know what the chain of command is? It's the chain I go get and beat you with till you understand who's in rank command.
Cat Ellis.
You're having far too much fun at my expense.
And our producer, Jacob Hudson.
Who is this genius?
Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on the Just Measure Radio Network.
From command. Or from party leader Creedy. Or from the High Chancellor.
Why are you doing this?
Because he was right.
About what?
That this country needs more than a building right now. Needs hope.
Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. Inevitable. Inevitable.
Inevitable. People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history, your culture, your Declaration of Independence, and every other founding document to remove God from public life? And endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, their Creator, not the ACLU, not the will of the atheist, or the anti-Americans that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Separation of church and state, yes. Separation of God from public life, never intended by your founding fathers. Is it common sense that the very political party who claims to be the party of the people and shouts, "We will bring change," consistently stops all common sense legislation to secure your borders, establish workplace verification, and stop taxpayer money for illegals? They call themselves progressive global thinkers. We had another word for them in 1776. We called them traitors. This happened all once before. 232 years ago, it led to revolution and thousands of dead in the streets. It will happen again unless you take back America now.
I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as the law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
From my cold, dead hands.
Only an aroused citizenry will turn this uncommon sense around. And he or she who does nothing now is helping them to destroy America. My name is Thomas Paine, and I approve of this message. I only hope to God you will too.
Colonized America, we will stand for tyranny. Oh, he. And it's too late to apologize. It's too late. I said it's too late to apologize. It's too late.
But we have to stop looking for salvation in this system. The system is not going to fix itself. If the system is restored, it will be restored with the hammer of patriotism, smacking this system out between the anvil of freedom and teaching this system that there is a shape we wanted to maintain, and that we have the forge of rage, and we will put that system in that forge of rage, and we will use that hammer of liberty and pound it against the anvil of freedom until it returns to the shape we want it to be in.
The Liberty Lounge, brought to you every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time here on Just Measures Radio Network. Listen to classic country music in the Liberty Lounge to help you end your week on a pleasant note. We'll have sad songs.
I go out walking after midnight.
Happy songs.
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Patriotic songs. Songs of tragedy.
Two little boys and an old family dog. By the banks of a stream sat one day.
Love songs.
Welcome to my world.
And good old honky-tonk music.
I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop.
So join me every Friday night and just let your hair down for a couple of hours here on Liberty Lounge.
Okay, are you ready?
Here's Corp Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the shooting bench, here on Just Measures Radio.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lying in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
All right. We're back, and I've got a, this is totally unrelated to what we've been talking about. We'll get back to our doom and gloom here in a minute. This one's just, well, it started out as stupid, and I think it kind of got a little better. It, apparently the, I guess a bunch of Indians somewhere is all upset about the name of the Redskins, and there was another one that the Atlanta Braves. There was another one that was the who's the other? Isn't there a couple of more teams named after Indians there? The Braves, the Redskins. Yeah. Wonder how come a bunch of great big guys aren't pissed because the way they call one of them the Giants. Yeah. And how come the little guys don't get mad because they call it peewee baseball? Anyway, I thought there was another. Anyway, Savage Rifles is another one that they were mad about. But apparently, in spite of the calls to do that, the owner of the Redskins has said that he's not going to change the name. It's going to remain the same. So, give him kudos for that one. But in lieu of the name change, where he kind of got one old poop for his attaboy, he has created... kind of funny. It would be kind of embarrassing, actually, if I was an Indian. But
Indians.
Huh?
Indians.
The Cleveland Indians, yeah. Are they still in Cleveland?
I don't know.
That's what I remember. But of course, I don't keep up with that stuff. But yeah, the Cleveland Indians, the Braves, the Redskins. Anyway, he's creating a foundation here called the Washington Redskins Original Americans Foundation. How stupid is that? He's trying to throw him a bone here. He says his hopes to provide meaningful and measurable resources that provide genuine opportunities for tribal communities. Now, there's a mouthful. I wonder how long the public relations guy took to come up with that. Meaningful and measurable resources that provide genuine opportunities for tribal communities. All righty then. Anyway, that's... I don't know you spending a whole lot of time on that. I just thought it was kind of funny. All right. Let's go to another one here. Why, 007, I don't know why she's not on the mic. She needs to be. But,
it's a very promotional, so it can't be.
Yeah, if you want her on the mic tomorrow, she can't be on the mic tonight. Because right now... she is actively working on getting her stuff ready for her show tomorrow. So, there you go. let me look and see here. All right. Checking on the chat room there. All right, give me just a second. I got some more stuff here. I'm going to let you listen to something here. This is, let's see, is that the link to the video is not on here. It's just the story. Have you got the video?
Internet.
Is it on that?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
All right, well, we'll see. Here's a middle school in Pueblo County, Colorado. Craver Middle School has sent a group of students to a firing range for a field trip. Oh, no. Say it isn't so, really? Well, actually they did. Hopefully the students saw what how destructive a gun can be. I think that was the purpose of it, and noticed that it doesn't do it all by itself. It does actually take a person to fire it. But they were kind of hoping to give them a kind of a lesson in reality there, and evidently everybody wasn't that enthused with it. One of the teachers there said often firearms in schools don't mix. said there's a big fear there, so we're pushing the safety aspect, hoping to ease some people's fears. School got permission from the county sheriff's office and students' parents for the trip. Why do you have to get permission from the sheriff's office? Why, if you want to take the kids to the shooting range, take them to the shooting range. And there was, you guys have heard of the Appleseed Project. The Appleseed Project is one. This was an organization that is completely dedicated to teaching rifle marksmanship and stuff to kids. Great program. I've never been to one of them. I've heard about it. I've let them hang posters up at the shop and stuff like that, and I have nothing bad to say about it. It's a great program. I just have never been involved with it. But they were involved in this thing. I'm going to... Those of us that grew up in the 50s and 60s, probably even partway through the 70s, we all played with toy guns went back when they didn't have to have the muzzles painted orange, and we pointed the gun at people and said bang bang and you're dead, and we played cowboys and Indians. A damn shame we didn't play cowboys and Muslims. But I was telling Amy about this. I was pondering. I was deep in thought here, actually lost in it. And I thought back of all the many people. And I've seen, when I come back to New Mexico, I saw a great many people that I had gone to school with and everything. And it didn't dawn on me till just now that, you know, all those people were still alive. Not one of them had killed anybody. Not one of them had committed suicide with a gun. I knew one guy that went to school with in ninth grade, I think it was. No, it wasn't. Must have been 11th. I'm not sure. But anyway, he hung himself in jail in Liberal, Kansas. But that's the only one I know of. So of all the many, many people that we used to shoot at each other and everything all the time, we're all still okay. We all are relatively productive citizens. And then you look at the people that are shooting up schools and committing suicides and stuff now. The majority of those people are not 57 years old. Am I 57 or 58? 57, right? Yeah. 57. Yeah, majority of those people are not 57 or 52 or 59 or 64 or anything like that. They're just like normal people. They... Sorry about that, 007. anyway, where's this thing at here? I gotta go find it again. There was... Well, shoot, I lost it. Hang on a minute. There we go. All right, I got it. This guy that wrote this story here said that his wife grew up in a small town in northwestern part of Pennsylvania. School closed for the first day of doe and buck season. There's no reason to hold classes because most of the boys would be out with their dads hunting deer. We did the same thing when I went. Of course, I was older and working and everything. But in Moscow, Idaho, actually that whole county, that whole area right there, the town was pretty much just shut down, guys. I mean, everybody was hunting. Stores were closed. Nobody went to school. It was a regular cotton-picking holiday. I mean, it was scheduled. People just knew every year that there wasn't any point in trying to hold class, and certain types of businesses, there wasn't any point in being open because everybody was hunting. You know, we used to see kids riding down the road with BB guns and 22s across the handlebars of their bicycles. Well, let me find this. Let me click on this deal here and see if I can bring this video up for you. I want you to listen to this video. It's cool to watch it, but you'll get the whole gist of it by listening to it. And pay attention particularly to prices and stuff. All right, turn your sound up a little bit and pay attention here. This is a little gun. Some of you might remember this. It was from Mattel, the Tommy Burst. You remember that? This from back in the 60s. Listen to this.
Fun when Snubby Gunn plays Private Eye, and you can have the same kind of fun with Mattel's Tommy Burst detective set.
The Tommy Burst has automatic bolt action. Fire off a burst of 10 shots. Pull the bolt again, you're reloaded. Or fire single shots like a rifle. The Tommy Burst alone is $3. In the detective set, you also get the Snub Nose 38 and Snap Draw Shoulder Holster. The pistol fires greeny stick'em caps and shoots safe shooting shells.
The exciting new Tommy Burst detective set includes wallet, badge, and ID card. $7 wherever toys are sold.
You can tell it's Mattel. It's swell.
$7. You've got to be kidding me. This was for a thing that looked just like a Tommy gun. And a snub nose 38 and a shoulder holster for $7. Pretty neat. All right. Pumpkin Cat's found the cotton picking video. There you go. Thanks, Pumpkin Cat. Yeah, watch that video. She's put the same one in the deal there. Now, Kilo, he would absolutely be suspended, maybe expelled, and probably arrested for bringing that to school. Are you kidding? What would that kid get arrested for the other day? Ruined his whole life, charged with a felony because he had a pocket knife in his EMT pack, and this was a college age kid, and he had a pocket knife in his, really? I can't imagine what would happen if you took the Mattel Tommy Burst into school there and racked that thing and fired off 10 rounds and racked it again. And boy, ain't no telling how much trouble that boy'd be in. Anyway, pretty neat that they're sending these kids to a firing range for a field trip there and letting them learn. I hope that it all works out good. Did you hear about the shooting we had? It hasn't been quite the clamor that I expected over it. But had another shooting in, I think it was Norfolk, Naval Air Station or something. Hang on a minute, let me get the cotton picking thing up here. I don't like the way my phone sends my links to my Hotmail. I have to cut and paste them instead of clicking on them. And I don't know how that can be fixed or if it can be fixed. I guess it could be if I buy another phone, but I'm not inclined to do that right now. All right, it was you guys have heard this on the news. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But I did hear today that the guy was not using his own gun. He had disarmed a petty officer and used his. Why bring your own gun to a shooting when you can disarm somebody and use theirs? And that's a big part of it's difficult to be in a situation or in a position to guard something or be in charge of something like that. You know, security guards that walk a beat around real estate or something, and And, you know, they may do it for 12 years and never have anything more than a stray dog to worry about or a lost kid or something. And it's really hard to maintain that level of vigilance so that you are prepared to counter something like that. And I can sit here and criticize all I want from the armchair here, but actually this one doesn't even have arms on it. You know, I need an armchair to do my show. Mm-hmm. Would you get me one?
Sure.
All right, thank you. Same with cops. You know, you get the new ones right out of the academy, and people that are there's a few, I guess, that are more gun guys and more tuned up in different units that requires them to be more aware. But the average cop and the average security guard, the average MP, the average guy out there that carries a gun for years and years and never has this problem, there ain't no telling how long this petty officer has been on the job, different places around the world, doing the same thing, and never had to worry about his gun being taken away. Well, it's just like so many other things. It only takes once. And the petty officer, apparently, I think it said there was only one guy killed, didn't it? Let's see. Well, maybe not. It says he was a civilian suspected of fatally shooting a sailor aboard a dock destroyer. Say disarmed a petty officer, was on watch, did not use his own weapon. So it doesn't say that he shot that petty officer, but he did shoot a sailor. Said the man approached the USS Mahan late Monday night at Naval Air Station Norfolk and was confronted by ship security personnel. Navy said a struggle occurred and the civilian disarmed the petty officer and used the weapon to fatally shoot a sailor. So evidently, the way that's worded, I'd say he shot one somewhere else aboard the ship. But said then the Navy security forces killed the suspect. So anyway, I don't have any big moral to the story or anything with that. It's just an awareness deal and something to, for all of us that carry guns and all of us that put ourselves out there in this type of stuff, that it sure enough pays to pay attention. There's a little girl. Hang on, we may have breaking news. Amy's getting her computer here. Hang on just a second. Wow, you have got to be kidding. Listen to this headline. Unbelievable. Aborted babies incinerated in massive ovens to heat. Is that what? That's from Natural News. That's not even a satire site or anything like that. Wow.
Stillborns also. He's telling mothers that they're cremated and then they give them ashes.
They did what?
They do it with stillborn babies also.
They said with stillborn babies and aborted babies that they put them in this big incinerator.
Over the last 2 years, they've done 15,000
babies. They've done 15,000 babies in the last 2 years in this incinerator to help heat, or the incinerator is used to heat the building.
In the hospitals.
In hospital in the UK. Unbelievable. Well, I tell you what, more and more I see this stuff, the more and more I think.
And they're saying that that's what they use, that type of thing.
The more and more I think God owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. This is getting pretty bad here. All right, hang on. Let me get back on track here. Oh, dear. Everybody, looks like several other people have seen it on the chat room. What do you say? Why would they think that those babies Or would they use, and maybe they have, I don't know. But have they used old people that died of cancer, or have they used suicide victims that didn't have any family or whatever? Are they throwing them in the incinerator?
It talks about babies.
I guess if they throw babies in there, I guess there's no reason they wouldn't throw anybody else in there, wouldn't they? Yeah. What the hell?
I know it. Yeah.
Do you think what kind of a demented, sorry bastard could stand there and throw a sack full of babies in an incinerator?
So they shovel them in.
They shovel them in.
Yep.
They shovel the babies in.
Yep, that's what it says. And the government regulators, hospital administrators, and the medical doctors know about it.
It said the hospital administrators and everybody knows about this practice. Unbelievable.
It's done with full knowledge of these people.
Unbelievable. Yep, I think Satan is taking over. It's going to be a long, hard fight here. Okay. Man, that just ruined my little story I was fixing to tell. That was that one pretty well takes the cake. You win.
I don't want to win like it that way.
Man.
Hideous.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, right to wrist said, what kind of person could take them from a womb to begin with? I guess if you
exactly.
could take them from there, I guess you'd be the same kind of person that could throw them in the incinerator, huh? I hear that there's a little babies like that are pretty fond of having the to being test tube babies. You know that? Because they have a womb with a view. Never mind. Okay.
Twins are womb mates.
And he said twins are womb mates. All right, let's go. It's about break time, so let's dispense with the stupid here for a minute and go take a little break. Let me move some of this stuff around. I should have already been doing this. I'll tell you what, let's go down there and listen to our interview with Obama. Maybe that'll do it for you. There we go.
I just hate stupid people.
Now you listen to me.
Who the hell are you?
You know. You all know exactly who I am. Say my name.
Do what? I don't have a damn clue where the hell you are.
Yeah, you do.
That's right.
Now, say my name.
John Galt on the Teotihuacan Radio Show, live Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the Just Measures Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here at the golf course for a rare one-on-one interview with President Barack Obama and his lovely, his wife. Mr. Obama, what made you think you were presidential material?
Oh, I'm bad.
I see. And now that you've been in office for a while, what do you think of it? I'll bet.
Oh, here comes his wife. Looks like she's trying to make another fashion statement. Mrs. Obama, what is that you're wearing?
My coat of many colors that my mama made for me.
Mr. Obama, can you name even one of the things that you promised during your race?
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business.
Yes, sir, that's a good one. Anything else?
But I can promise you this. I will always tell you what I think. I will always tell you where I stand. I will be honest with you about the challenges we face as a country.
Because of that and others, there are many that say,
you talk too much. You talk too much. I can't believe the thing that you say.
And what about what you said concerning the war in Iraq?
I will promise you this, that if we have not gotten our troops out by the time I am president, it is the first thing I will do. I will get our troops home. We will bring an end to this war.
You bet your sweet pippy you will, you communist freak.
Mr. Obama, there's been a lot of controversy about your refusal to produce a legitimate birth certificate. What do you remember of your family as you grew up? I see. Well, that could explain it. In a word, how would you describe your lineage? And I suppose that other children teased you while growing up because of this. What were some of the things that they said?
As president, you do a lot of traveling. Can you tell us just how many states you've actually visited now?
I've now been in 57 states.
Well, okay. Aside from your obvious lack of geographical skills, they say that your literary skills have been demonstrated as you've spoken to our troops around the country.
I am reminded every day of my life, if not by events, then by my wife, that I'm not a perfect man.
In one speech, you addressed our fighting men and women in the Army, Marines, and in particular the,
Navy Corpsmen. Navy Corpsmen.
Yeah, that one. You probably know by now what the people really want to hear from you.
Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Yep, that's the one we've been waiting for.
Join me in the Tinker's Shop Saturday evenings, 9 p.m. on JMR. Remember, we all are the library for those who come after us.
It was over in a moment, and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron.
All right, we're back. And here's some more good news for you. The other day we talked about the kid that brought the little pony lunchbox to school, and the kids were picking on him for it. And instead of disciplining the kids that were picking on him, they told him not to bring his lunchbox to school anymore. Is that how you solve that? So when your daughter gets raped, do you discipline the guy that raped her, or you tell her not to wear shorts to school anymore? I don't get that. Anyway, same deal here. There's a girl. And God bless this girl. Unbelievable. 9 years old. I can't even imagine someone 9 years old thinking this way. What a head she's got on her shoulders here. But she shaved her head to support an 11-year-old friend who's fighting a childhood cancer. So she shaved all of her hair off, bald-headed, looked like a cue ball. And they kicked her out of school. Says she's violating the dress code. They kicked her out of school for it. You know, every time I read something like this, every single time, I have to remind everybody how glad I am that this isn't happening in my school or my kids. I've had my share of run-ins with them, but not unbelievable. The that's good, Rides at Risk. Common sense has left the building. Mm-hmm. That is a fact. Yeah, they should have given her a war. Hell yes, they should have. They kicked her out, really? Dress code or no dress code? Everything in the world can have an exception. Why can't you say, you know what? We know that there's a dress code here, and we know that in the first place, I don't think the dress code addresses hair to begin with. The little girl said, I was really excited I would have somebody to support me. This is the girl, that the 11-year-old girl. I would have somebody to support me, and I wouldn't be all alone with people always laughing at me. I would at least have somebody to go through it all with. Boy, this just, I don't know whether to cry, laugh, beat my head on the wall. I don't know. But the school has a policy against shaved heads for girls. The school told her she couldn't come back to class until she got a wig or her natural hair grew back because her shaved head violates the dress code. And I'm going to go over here and check here real quick. There might be a copy of the dress code here. Ah, forbidden. You don't have permission to access. It is for the dress code. Caprock Essentials Dress Code Girls Grade School on this server. Okay. I'll be darned. Well, how about that? I guess we won't be reading it. Let me try something else here. Let's see if... Hang on. I got a 403 forbidden code on that last one. Let's see. I'm waiting for this to come up here. Let me, while we wait, let's go back here and look a little more at this. The mother emailed the school and explained to her why she got the extreme haircut, but the administrator said they couldn't make any exceptions. It's that zero tolerance thing, you know. Nobody's willing to take any responsibility. The board of the charter school voted 3-1 Tuesday night to allow her back to school without wearing a wig. The members were making an exception to the rule based on extraordinary circumstances. You know, good for them. I'm glad they did. But why in the hell did they have to go through all of this and kick this girl out and make things worse than they already were? Why couldn't they just said, okay, I want you all to come talk to me here at lunchtime. Let's figure out what we're going to do. Here's the dress code up here. Let's see. Fit and condition, tattoos and piercings. Okay. Backpacks, ladies' pants, shorts, jumpers, shirts, footwear, jewelry, makeup. Good Lord. Hair should be neatly combed or styled. No shaved heads. Hair accessories must be red, white, navy, black, or brown. Neat barrettes, okay, so on and so forth. Okay, Amy just looked up a deal and said school reverses bad. Can you imagine how much hell they've caught over this? Mm-hmm. I hope that their email servers will be clogged up for 8 years because
of
this.
It says that it's reversing its position after the decision sparked outrage on Facebook.
Amy just brought up another story. She said a Colorado school told a third grader she was barred from class after shaving her head in support of a friend undergoing cancer treatment, reversing its position after the decision sparked outrage on Facebook. I'd like to send me that link right there. Let's go see what that looks like. Let's see. After they changed this, said the girl got up, got ready, held her head high as she walked into the classroom this morning. And to say her dad and I are proud is an understatement. Yeah, no kidding. What a fighter this girl is. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that they would even consider Yeah, I know it says no shave tan. I get it. I understand. I know all about zero tolerance and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, there's exceptions have to be made. And I can just imagine what kind of emails and phone calls they must have gotten. I'll bet you that I can probably recite word for word what some of those things said without ever even seeing them. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Let's see, school. Let's see. Let me go check here. I wanted to see what. Where would that Facebook page be? I want to go check that out. Let's see. I guess the school's name is, what was it? Caprock? Let's see here. Girl who shaved head. There's the mother's Facebook page. Caprock Academy. Let's go check that out. Let's go see what we find on Facebook.
School who told a third.
Okay, I need to get rid of that one on account of it's making noise.
Barred from class.
I don't want noise. Alright, hold on. Here we go. Let's go check it out. Excuse me for clearing my throat in your ear here. Let's see. I'm really curious. Why is my computer not working right here? Guess I made somebody mad. All right, here we go. Let's try it again. Hang on. Stay with me. Things are just not responding like they ought to. Caprock Academy. Let's see here. Let's see what it says. Coming up here. Public information meetings. Announcing their open house. Wow, this is, must not be the same one. This goes back to January. The most recent thing is
they probably took it down.
January of 2012. And that's probably right. Amy said they probably took it down. They may have. They may have just nuked the whole thing after, let's see, photos of my friends, Caprock. Yep. Looks like it's looks like it may be gone. I don't know. Yeah, we'll check it. Well, here's one, Grand Junction, Colorado. Nope, that's not working either. All right. Well, we'll check again, see what we can find out. All right, let's go on. What time is it? All right, here's a teenager in school. Here's another one, and this is a girl also. Girls are racking up the points tonight. 14-year-old girl, Baytown, Texas. Spent a month there one night. That was a long night in jail I spent in Baytown, Texas. I didn't like Baytown much. Didn't like them cops, and didn't like nothing about it. Anyway, she saw a police car illegally parked in her neighborhood and decided she'd teach the officer a lesson. So she went out, got her a spiral notebook here and a piece of notebook paper, and hand wrote a $10 parking ticket and put it on this cop's windshield. The cop's car parked in a fire zone in the Bay Oaks apartment complex. So they have evidently confirmed this, so I wonder if he gotten any other trouble by then. If he's not on a call, he's got supposed to obey the law just like anybody else. He's not above the law. Cop said, I came to my car, I saw a piece of paper on my windshield, took it off and opened it and read it, and started laughing right away. Citation informed him of his violation, stated he needed to pay $10 to the apartment complex's manager. They got a deal here, a picture of the paper, it says 1, parking in fire lane, 2, parking on a curb, 3, not head-in parking. Your fine is $10 to our apartment manager, Miss Jamie. The officer said, boys, this girl must be product of public school here from the look of the way she's spelling and writing here. The officer said he thought it was neat, and he said she asked to pay the manager particularly, not herself. That was good. The cop did actually pay the $10 fine and went even farther to give the little girl a $40 gift card from Toys R Us. And it turns out they got to talking here, and the cop and the little girl both originally from Alabama. And the guy said, it's interesting, I made a friend. Lesson.
So he didn't shoot her?
No, he didn't even shoot her, I guess. Huh. Didn't take her down and rape her or nothing like the next cop did. The guy said, the lesson's not to be shy or afraid of law enforcement. We're here to help. Well, thanks for that encouragement, buddy.
He sounds like a good one.
I appreciate that. Okay. Evidently, this guy has not got the message about that. This is an off-duty cop here. 11-year veteran of the San Antonio Police Department, accused of sexually assaulting a teenager after pulling her over for a traffic stop this last Friday. 40-year-old cop pulled over a 19-year-old girl, groped her before placing her in handcuffs and sexually assaulting her in the back of his squad car. San Antonio Police Chief said it was unthinkable. Well, thanks for that, Police Chief. He said, I'm angry, I'm outraged. It's a punch in the eye to the police department of this kind of conduct. We won't tolerate it for a second. I think the swiftness of the investigation and the arrest is indicative of that. According to the arrest affidavit, the guy informed the woman that she was driving a vehicle that had been reported stolen. She then showed the guy a bill of sale, but he insisted that she exit the vehicle and patted her down, ignoring her request for a female officer. Now, what do you do when you're a 19-year-old girl out there somewhere, obviously, where nobody can see you, in an alley or wherever it may have been? I mean, I'm sure it wasn't in the middle of a Walmart parking lot. He said he handcuffed her, moved her to the back of his car, raped her, and instructed her not to tell anybody. Oh, yeah, don't tell anybody. But as soon as she filed a complaint, the cop was arrested. It's a wonder that they didn't find some way to justify what he did. Said a tracking device in the vehicle confirms that his patrol car was stationary during a traffic stop in that area of the alleged assault for 18 minutes. 40-year-old cop, no stranger to accusations of sexual misconduct in the workplace. He was once suspended for dating an 18-year-old member of the department's Explorer program. Wow. He's out on $20,000 bond. I'll tell you what, San Antonio is a pretty good-sized town, but I bet if that was my daughter, mm-hmm. I'm pretty damn sure that I could find him. And the police department would make $20,000, and taxpayers wouldn't pay another damn cent. Yeah, we can fix that problem. A little bit of, Okay, well, I hope my sound's working all right. The computer's acting up, and it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. Let me check and see if the sound, it looks like it's running smoothly. But, anyway. 5x5. Thanks, guys, for letting me know about that. Let me go see what all, see who we got in the chat room here and see what's going on real quick. You know, that's not too far from the truth, 007. Going to a dry county, and I just took the entire bar with me. Yeah, my pickup was pretty well outfitted for just such an occasion, just in case something like that would happen. Hopes my information confirmation lady will get her own show pretty soon. She sounds nice.
Who?
My information confirmation lady. She sounds nice. at Rights at Risk, yeah, she emailed the school from that last story, or the story before that. Boy, I don't know. That's a tough one. My emotion, my temper would probably, better judgment would be probably that I should not go down there. It was bad enough when I went down there for, when I told you Wesley had to miss recess for the paper clip that he bent into the shape of a, well, I can't say the shape of a gun. How do you bend, bend a paper clip into the shape of a gun? He bent it into the shape of an L. He bent it into the shape of a boomerang with a little end of the thing sticking up there. It kind of looked like a hammer of the gun if you used a whole lot of imagination. And it was pretty ugly then. And it was kind of ugly, but not too bad. When Wesley, they were going to suspend him, send him home for the rest of the day, or 2 days, I don't remember what it was, when he protected himself and another kid from a bully up there, and he beat his ass a little bit for him. And you guys heard the story. I told the teacher, or the teacher said that, you know, all the zero tolerance stuff, and even though there were witnesses that said that Wesley had done, you know, the honorable thing, they were going to kick them both out. I said, well, good. Let's go down to Dairy Queen and get some ice cream. Sounds like you did a good job. Violence doesn't solve anything. Oh, yes, it damn sure does, too. It sure does. Violence solves a lot of things. And solves some of them permanently. Anyway. All right. Here, no, we're not break time. Yeah, I was looking at the wrong clock. That clock up there is a little fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to put it in lower gear there or something. All right. Let's go on here. Jeez. It's getting bad. In this is such a goofy story. Anything by Huffington Post is goofy. But they've got one here that says, armed, locked, and loaded, the worst, most intimidating gun states. Oh, give me a break. The article says, no one should feel safe in the following states, and it's time to take a stand and do something about it. Mm-hmm. These are states with the most Wild West gun laws, where you are most likely to encounter someone, anyone, with a gun. Alabama, Arizona, Georgia, Indiana, and Mississippi. I wonder what about Wyoming and New Mexico and Vermont. And Alaska, and some of these other ones that have pretty good gun laws. Anyways, legal in these states, they say, for people with absolutely no training to walk around armed and to carry their guns openly in the streets. Well, we could do that in New Mexico. We could do it in Colorado.
Arizona.
I know Wyoming, Montana. Lots of states you can do that. They said it's illegal in these states to bring loaded guns into gambling establishments. You say it like it's a bad thing. Sporting events and restaurants that serve alcohol. Well, just to set the record straight, in Arizona you cannot carry your loaded gun into a restaurant that serves alcohol unless you have been properly background checked and have a concealed carry permit. So, thank you very much. It is legal in these states to carry weapons into stores and shopping malls, and in some cases even onto college campuses and into bars and houses of worship. Oh, my word. Say it isn't so. In all of these states, it's legal to shoot first and claim self-defense, much the way George Zimmerman did with Trayvon Martin. And hundreds of others have done in less publicized cases. I saw a t-shirt the other day. It had a guy on top of a guy on the ground beating on him right there, and the top caption said, Trayvon. And then it showed the bottom stick figure with a gun that shot the top stick figure who fell back in a puddle of blood, and it said, Trayvon. Yeah, I thought it was funny on this that way, you know. Let me see. I got Amy's music here. Well, you got a lot of music tomorrow. What is up with this?
I don't know.
Geez, I guess we're just going to have a music show tomorrow. My goodness. But it's some good ones, though. Or maybe. There's a couple I haven't heard of.
Aerosmith is good.
I may do a little... Alrighty. Well, I don't care about that, but I ain't watching it, so yeah, you can.
You don't care about wasting electricity?
No more than that is, no.
They're gonna scream and all electricity.
Alright. Let's in all these states with their background laws, even if they exist, are so full of loopholes that someone with a criminal record, a drug or drinking problem, or history of mental illness can obtain a gun. Well, that is actually true everywhere in the state. I mean, everywhere in the country. Their background laws, federal background laws, are the same in all 50 states. And they said, if they exist, yes, they do exist. So full of loopholes, some of the criminal record, well, no, I guess occasionally one does sneak by. But... these are states of intimidation where every one of us must wonder if the guy over there with a gun might pull the trigger because he's angry, under the influence, troubled, mentally ill, or simply ticked off. And it's all because of grossly permissive gun laws that allow almost anyone to walk around anywhere locked and loaded. Nah, 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 nah. You've all seen the stories in the news. Text your child during movie previews and it could kill you. Shop at a mall and it could cost you your life. Look suspicious to someone for any reason whatsoever and it could get you shot. Have a disagreement and it ends with a bullet. Now this thing says, look at the FBI's uniform crime reports. We are 30% more likely to die from guns used in arguments and alcohol-related conflicts than from robberies, burglaries, drug crimes, and gangs. All right, think about that statement a minute. We're 30% more likely to die from guns used in arguments and alcohol-related conflicts than from robberies, burglaries, drug crimes, and gangs. Now, the way that's directly related, I'd say that lots of people... I don't think much of nobody dies from a gun during burglaries. Burglaries typically are done when nobody's around and they just steal things, kind of like robberies, maybe once in a while. So I think when you read the Uniform Crime Report that they have taken and found things that are almost unrelated to get the statistics that they want there. He said, what does that tell us? That as much as we fear common criminals, we may face an even larger threat from citizens who are allowed to carry guns almost anywhere and any time. We may face an even larger threat from citizens. Oh, please, come on. It's no consolation that before many of these shooters pulled the trigger, they were once law-abiding citizens. That's irrelevant. What's irrelevant? What is relevant? Is that they were allowed to carry around and wield a lethal weapon. And because of that, someone's life was cut short. Well, we could go on and on there with debunking that deal. Let me go back here to, let me see just what this says right here. This might be interesting. Matter of fact, I'll check it out during the break here, and I'll see what's going on, and I'll come back, and we're going to discuss what it says in the Uniform Crime Report here. Stand by.
I'll be back.
Join me in the Tinker's Shop Saturday evenings, 9 p.m. on JMR. Remember, we all are the library for those who come after us.
You fought all the way, Johnny Red, Johnny Red. You fought all the way, Johnny Red.
Bring it on. If you're tired of being spoon-fed politically correct pablum every time you turn the radio on, join Colt Reynolds for The Shooting Bench here on the Just Measures Radio Network for the most politically incorrect firearms information program on talk radio.
Your teeth chattered from the cold outside. Saw the bullets open up the wounds in your side. I saw the young boys as they began to fall. You had tears in your eyes, cause you couldn't help it all. But you fought all the way, Johnny Rep, Johnny Rep. You fought all the way, Johnny Rep.
The Shooting Bench, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central.
Thought he'd call a great victory ball, but he asked the band to play the song Dixie for you, Johnny Reb, and all that you believe, cause you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, western firestorms, earthquakes, financial collapse, government upheaval. What happens when Walgreens closes? Whom do you turn to? You turn to Kat Ellis and myself, Chuck Hudson, on the Medi-Chat and learn how combat medicine and alternative herbal remedies can help keep you going no matter what. The Medi-Chat, live 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Just Measures Radio Network.
Cuts both ways.
I stab people.
I know I'd be there or in there yet if I hadn't used the knife.
But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
The cutting was done. The only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. And he was cut in about 100 places.
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Oh, I have all my fingers. The knife goes chop, chop, chop. If I miss the spaces in between, my fingers will come off. And if I hit my fingers, blood will soon come out. But all the same, I play this game, cause that's what it's all about.
Okay, are you ready? Here's Colt Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the Shooting Bench, here on Just Measures Radio.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
right, let's come back here and finish this thing up here. I was going over these expanded homicide data table here, FBI thing, whatever it is. And U.S. Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Crime in the United States, 2011. All right. Let's see here. Just for the heck of it, I wonder if we put up here 2013, if we would get a brand new one. Let's see what it does here, just for the heck of it. Worst that'll happen is I'll just have to find this one again. Let's see, this page doesn't seem to exist, it says. Okay. Well, let me try one more thing here. Try that again and see if we get something better out of it. Nope. Looks like 13 doesn't exist yet. Let's look at 12. Anyway, from the looks of these statistics here, no, that one doesn't seem to exist either. So let's just go back to the one we've got. We'll go with that for now and look up some of these other ones and compare these here later. See if I can find any more updated ones here. All right. Granted, I see what they're talking about here with handguns being the number one thing. They're looking at a bunch of murders here, and they're showing the circumstances that that these happened in, and the different manner in which people were killed. Total firearms, handguns, rifles, shotguns, other guns or type not stated, knives or cutting instruments, blunt objects, personal weapons, hands, fists, feet. I'm not sure what hands and fists, what the difference is there. Poison, pushed or thrown out of a window. Explosives. Wow, that's getting pretty... fire, narcotics, drowning, strangulation, asphyxiation, or other. Now, other is 853. Let's go back here and look at the... where they started. Now, I have to say, handguns is it's a lot. 6,220 out of total murder victims of 12,664. Rifles and shotguns, 320, or rifles 323, shotguns 356. Other guns, 1684. Other guns or type not mentioned, 1684. But when we go to knives, it will be second to handguns at 1,694, which is over four times more than rifles and shotguns. Blunt objects, about 140 more than rifles or shotguns. Personal weapons, hands and feet, over twice as much as rifles and shotguns. But what it doesn't show, all of this is rather irrelevant when it doesn't show how many crimes were averted, how many bad guys were killed, how many bad guys were made to give up their evil ways. How many they had convinced not to continue on with their crime. If we could get those statistics and compare it to this, I'm guessing that this would pale in comparison to the number of lives that were saved by guns. Yeah, I know. I get it. I see. I understand. I'm not totally insensitive to the fact that 6,220 people died by handguns here, were murdered by handguns. But what if 150,000 people were saved by handguns? What if 8,000 people were saved by handguns? And rifles and shotguns, they're way on down the line. They list them first, but in reality, they are number, let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, four. There are four methods of killing people here higher than rifles and shotguns. And what they say, burglary, let's see, 30% more likely to be killed in a burglary with a gun. 30% more likely than what? Let me go back and find that. It says we're 30% more likely to die from guns used in arguments and alcohol-related conflicts than from robberies, burglaries, drug crimes. Okay. Rape, robbery, prostitution, commercialized other sexes, narcotic drugs. Actually, that's not true. Narcotic drug laws. 318. Yeah, this is totally not true. Not cool. Okay. Well, anyway, we did the best we could with what we got. Something I hadn't had the opportunity to mention yet, or didn't take the opportunity to mention, and that is our grand opening, our open house, I guess, would be a better way to state it, at Schott's Ranch. And we're going to have a number of events there. We're going to have some abbreviated classes, some short classes, just kind of a teaser to try to get people to sign up for other classes. We'll have food. We'll have speakers. As it stands right now, it looks that we may have Stuart Rhodes, Sheriff Mack, Alan Corwin. For those of you who know who Alan Corwin is, he's an author and Second Amendment, I guess you'd call him an activist or Second Amendment author and writer, research type guy and all that. We may get my friend John Carpenter up here. Remember, John Carpenter is the one that wrote A Well-Regulated Militia was the first one. And I'll be dang. I bet there's somebody in the chat room that remember. I get all this stuff going on here spinning around my head and I can't remember where in the heck. Mountain Shooter, let me put this in the chat room for you. I'll put these statistics in there and you can check this out. So y'all won't think I'm blowing smoke up your dress here. Here you can go and look at this for yourself and see. But the statistics really, like I said, they just really don't mean much until you can compare it to something. Yeah, okay, I know. There's 6,000 people killed by handguns. I'm sorry about that. But how many were saved by the same types of handguns? I'm thinking, like, a lot more than that. The 007, that would be cool, but if he don't want the story that bad, well, we'll find some locally here that would do it, and that'd be okay. All right. Well, it's a little early, but I've got things to do, place to go, and people see. I still need to do some work on Schott's Ranch website tonight and get that all going smoothly. What I need to do worse than anything right now is make sure that my archives are going. Actually, I can do that here in a minute. All right. Let me get this thing going here. We'll see you all in the morning. Amy will be here at her normal time. This 7 o'clock stuff is killing us here with as late as we stay up and everything. She may decide to go back to 8 o'clock, which is going to change for all of you, but it'll make it easier on her. We'll see. I'll let you know as time goes on here. But nevertheless, we will be here tomorrow as usual. And I'll see you again tomorrow night. Good night.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.